Growing Pains by Steve Whetton, starring Ray Brooks and Sharon Deuce as Tom and Pat Hollingsworth. Episode 6, Room for One More.
We can't get 7 in the car and Grandma's luggage. That's why we can't take you all.
Oh, I never mentioned Mark and Lisa, Dad. I was just talking about myself.
As usual.
It wouldn't be fair.
No, it wouldn't, Dad. Not on you and Mum, but think of me and Lisa for once. Take him.
Hang on a bit, Mark. I've never been to Heathrow either.
She didn't want to go till I mentioned it.
Oh, yes, I did.
On second thoughts, Dad, take both of them.
I'll get it.
No. I've made my decision. It's not just the space. It could be midnight before we get back.
Hello. In that case, you couldn't take Lisa. That's when she turns into a pumpkin.
That's better than being one all the time.
Tom?
What?
It's Mrs. Thornley. I'm trying to talk to her.
What does she want?
That's what I'm trying to find out. Could you shut the door, please? Sorry, Caroline. What were you saying?
I said I thought of you and Tom straight away. You're so good with your own teenagers, aren't you?
That's a matter of opinion. And we did say, if you remember, that we'd prefer to foster younger children.
I know you did, but it's so difficult during the holidays.
His mother's remarried, you say?
Well, not exactly.
But I thought you mentioned a honeymoon in Benidorm.
It's more of a dirty weekend.
What, and they just dumped the boy on you?
On his grandmother, actually. But she came to us.
Am I allowed to ask why?
It's a bit complicated over the phone.
Pat! We really must get going!
We're going away ourselves on Saturday, you see.
A breathing space, that's all I'm after.
Have you seen the time?
Yes, all right.
Oh, thank you. I knew you'd say that.
I was talking to Tom, actually. Never mind. Yes. But can he stay where he is for tonight?
Oh, no problem. I'm sure she'll be able to cope for one more night.
Oh, well, that's reassuring.
Tomorrow morning, then, about 10 o'clock? Oh, by the way, his name's Jason. And don't worry, I've got the feeling he's quite a nice boy.
Underneath it all.
You see? I knew you were the right ones. Bye.
Bye. We'll need a bunk bed.
Oh, righty-ho.
No, we won't. They have reclining seats on the plane. Now, come on, let's get on with it. This is your mother's first ever flight. We don't want to miss it.
It was you who worked late, Tom.
Yeah, but it was you who promised to pick up your sister without telling me.
Well, I thought you wouldn't mind.
I don't mind, but we've got to get a move on.
Right, I'm ready.
So what did she want?
Who?
Mrs. Thornley. Oh, never mind. You can tell me later. Now, listen, you lot. Mark's in charge. Any trouble and there'll be trouble. Get it?
Got it.
Good. We're off then.
Mum, can I watch The Equaliser?
You can watch The Liquidiser if it'll keep you quiet. I don't suppose there's a lot of difference. Bye-bye, everybody. And please behave yourselves.
Will all passengers for flight number BA109 to New York please assemble at gate number 7?
That's you, Mum. You're nervous?
Because there's no need to be. You're safer in an aeroplane than you are in a car nowadays.
I already knew that. Tom didn't have to prove it.
Well, it wasn't his fault, Mum. It was me who made us set off late.
Doesn't matter. We got here eventually, and it does save a lot of hanging about.
So, Mum, how do you feel? Going in a jumbo across the herring pond to visit the Big Apple?
When you put it like that, like a character from an Enid Blyton storybook.
Look at her, her first time in a plane at the age of 67, and she's not a bit worried.
I am, as a matter of fact. I can't remember if I left a note out for the milkman.
You told him ages ago.
And I'm a bit worried about that elderberry wine.
I'll keep my eye on it.
I don't mean the stuff in the airing cupboard.
No, she means the half bottle she drank before we came round.
We're going to miss you, you know.
Pat, don't start any of that nonsense. People are listening.
We mean it, don't we, Miriam?
Oh, she knows that.
Well, no doubt I shall spare a thought for all of you, but I'm not joining the Foreign Legion, you know.
Give our love to Auntie Beatrice and all the family.
And enjoy yourself.
Oh, not too much, though. We don't want her deciding to stay there.
She was always my favourite sister, but I don't think I could live in the same house as a man called Hank.
You better go, Mum.
Right. Look after yourselves.
You too. All right, Mum.
Well, it's just all of a sudden, and just for a moment, I imagined your father was here and going with me.
Well, maybe he is, in spirit.
I hope not. It's supposed to be fully booked and he'd get very irritable if he had to stand for 7 hours.
Bye-bye, Mum.
Bye.
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 You know, I had a funny feeling back there, Miriam, when we saw Mum disappear down that corridor.
I know what you mean. A sort of lump in your throat, except it's in your stomach.
Poor old Jason. He'll never meet Gran.
Who's this? Another baby?
No, boy of 13.
I thought you'd said no to teenagers.
So did we. But Caroline can be very persuasive when she wants to be.
So what did she say exactly?
Yes, I'm still waiting to hear that.
Well, it was what she didn't say that bothered me.
So why did you say yes?
I didn't have time to think.
Not to worry. We'll be going away in a few days, won't we? And she won't be expecting us to take the lad with us. Or will she?
Do you know, that's just what I was thinking.
How long have you been going to this camp?
10 years. We're having a change next year, thank goodness.
Oh.
Oh, don't get me wrong, though. I think it's wonderful, especially for younger children. And Tom.
Tom's so amazingly gregarious, isn't he?
And competitive. He'll go in for anything, except the talent show. But Lisa's still working on that.
We'd be glad to pay the extra cost, you know, if you could fit Jason in somehow. You wouldn't be out of pocket. We'd make sure of that.
Are you holding something back?
Oh, you are learning quickly. You're right. They can't hear us, I hope.
No, they're still upstairs.
It's his mother and her boyfriend. They don't want Jason. He wasn't just left at the grandmother's. He was abandoned. And she says she can't cope with a teenager.
But why don't they want him?
Well, to be quite frank, he and his mother just don't get on. All she needed was a man who didn't like him either, and now she's got one.
Well, Jason must have his suspicions, surely.
I think he's refusing to believe it. Poor Jason. As far as I can tell, he's looking forward to having a new father.
So where do we fit into all this?
We need a bit of time to find a suitable family on our long-term fostering list. Meanwhile, it would be nice for him to get away from it all.
Well, I'll have to talk it over with Tom first.
Of course you will, and with the children. It's their holiday too.
How much do you think I should tell them?
I think the less the better at this stage. Children do blurt things out sometimes, don't they? Even sensible children like yours.
They're putting up the bunk beds at the moment.
Do you think they'll manage it by themselves?
I'll get Tom or Mark to check them later.
They're not making much noise.
See, Jason, it's still shaking. I thought you tightened these wing nuts.
I did.
Oh, I'll do it.
You're wasting your time. You won't get many tighter than that, man. I'm telling you.
So you say, but watch this.
You haven't done this thing.
You must be joking. Look, it's much safer now.
You're left-handed.
What's that got to do with it?
I was probably twisting them the wrong way or something, and anyway, I couldn't get at them.
I could have crashed down on you in the middle of the night.
No chance, man. I always sleep on the top bunk.
Not this time, man.
Are you trying to be funny?
I can't hear anybody laughing.
Do you want to get tough?
If you like.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Huh?
Huh?
I could take you with one hand.
Come and then show me.
Look, I'm having the top bunk, right?
No, I am.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah.
Dead sure?
Yeah.
That's it then, you can have it. Ha, I caught you there, didn't I?
What?
I wanted the bottom bunk all the time.
Oh, brilliant trick, Jason. You had me really fooled there.
It works every time.
Yeah, I bet it does. Now, can we just get on with this game?
Is this the only one you've got, this stupid football game?
Sabutio's a great game.
For little kids, I've got my own pool table, full size.
I'll bet, and a full-size hockey pitch as well.
Are you calling me a liar?
Let's just play the game, shall we? Look, it's your centre.
Stuff the game. My dad will get you for this, big head.
Jason, don't go!
I didn't say you were lying! Jason!
What on earth's going on?
He's run off!
I can see that. Why?
I'll catch him and find out!
No, stay where you are. You've probably done enough damage. I'll go.
It's all right, Pat. Don't go after him. Give him time to calm down.
Well, where will he go?
Good question. He's got nowhere to go at the moment.
Is there anything you want to say before we vote on it?
Will it make any difference?
Well, let's find out, shall we?
Well, I say take Jason.
So do I. It's all right for you two, but it's me who's going to get lumbered with him, isn't it?
No, not necessarily. That's the beauty of a holiday camp. You can wander off and do your own thing.
So that means you vote yes, I suppose.
Well, what about Dad? Doesn't he have a say?
I already know what he's going to vote.
Oh, yeah. Let's all try and guess which way, shall we?
Oh, come on, Simon. According to Mrs. Thornley, he's never been anywhere at all.
Not surprised.
Well, what do you mean?
He's a right pain in the backside, that's why.
Well, he's a bit immature, that's all. He's in a house full of strangers and he's been deserted by his mother, all right?
Deserted?
Well, left behind, then. Look, don't put words in my mouth. I've told you about that before.
You said deserted. Who else heard it?
He's right, Mum, you did.
Well, all right, all right. But it must seem like that to him. And being 13 or 38, it makes no difference. I felt upset when my mother left the other day.
You felt upset, but you didn't have a tantrum and run off down the road, did you?
Simon, you should just be grateful you're not in his position.
Oh, come on, Simon, he's not that bad.
No, he isn't. So what do you say?
Oh, all right, but I wish he'd just stop lying all the time and making out he's a He-Man.
All right, Jason, am I jogging too fast for you?
No, I can go much faster than this if I want to.
That's great. I wish I could.
I'm stronger than I look. My new dad's got his own Marty gym. He lets me use it whenever I want.
Oh, that's kind of him.
He's on holiday at the moment, you know, with my mum.
So I heard.
I didn't want to go.
Oh, don't blame you. Who wants to lie on a beach all day? An active dad like you, you need a holiday where you can do things.
I told him that. So he'll probably take me to Disneyland next year.
Oh, that'll be great, won't it?
Yeah.
Oh, going on an aeroplane and everything?
He hates flying. He's going to borrow a van from one of his mates.
That might be tricky.
Why?
Well, it's a long way for one thing.
I think he knows a shortcut.
Right. So, what about the seaside here?
What about it?
Have you ever been?
Probably. I can't remember.
Well, if somebody asked you to go, would you like to?
Nobody's asked me.
But what if they did?
I wouldn't mind, I suppose.
Oh, Tom, I'm so glad we decided to bring him. Just look at his face.
Standing near a stall like that, somebody's going to roll a table tennis ball down his throat any minute now.
Jason?
What?
What do you think of it so far?
It's all right.
Let's go on the chairlift. Come on, Jason, you can sit with me.
What are you talking about?
Right up there, look, swaying in the breeze.
No, thanks.
What's up? Are you scared?
I've been on one before. It is boring. I'll go with you, Simon.
OK.
Now, just a minute. We're supposed to be showing Jason around, aren't we?
That's the best way to do it. It's great. You can see for miles from up there.
If you don't fall out, you mean.
Tom.
Well, he's a bit scary, Pat. You've got to admit that.
Are you scared?
You are. Of course I am. Have you seen how high it is?
It's not that high.
Don't you think so?
It's not as high as the Empire State Building.
What?
You heard. I tell you what, Jason. I'll try it if you will. Come on, you can share with me.
And Mum can sit with me.
Right, so it'd be boy, girl, Dad and Jason.
Simon.
What did I say?
Listen, everybody, did I tell you this? I met your mother at a fun fair on the big wheel.
We know, and you've been going round together ever since. This is supposed to be a holiday.
All right, don't bully me. And what are we waiting for? We've got lots to do.
I'm going
to
get my money's worth, Dad. I'm going on everything at least 10 times this week, and I'm going to enter every competition.
Except the talent competition, and there's no need, because me and Dad are going to win there, aren't we, Dad?
I'd rather hang from this chairlift by my teeth.
Would you really?
Well, not literally, Jason, no. Anyway, what about you? Are you going in for anything?
Of course I am. Can't win if you don't try, can you?
See? A boy after my own heart. Well done, Simon. That's the first heat done with.
Come on, Jason.
Bad luck, Jason. Well tried, anyway.
I slipped at the beginning.
We could see that, couldn't we, Pat? You were really coming on strong at the end. Now, come on. A six-a-side football tournament just starting.
Oh, Mum, do we have to watch that as well?
Of course we don't.
Oh, thank goodness for that.
We're playing, you twit. What's the matter with you? Can't you count?
You're joking.
She's not.
I can't play football.
It's not real football.
That's right. It's like Fulham.
Watch it, Simon.
Dad told you about using the F word.
I'm going to flatten half my squad in a minute. Come on, Leeds, it's only a bit of fun.
I'll play if you're going for the talent competition with me.
We'll talk about that later, all right?
Is that a promise?
Yes.
Then what are we waiting for? Let's get stuck in then.
That's more like it. Come on.
This pandy floss is great stuff, isn't it? Look, I got some stuck right up my nose.
I'll take your word for it, Jason. Hey, Dad, there's the theatre. We're going to enter the contest.
Don't start that again.
Oh, you said we could talk about it later. You promised.
Well, we are talking about it, and the answer's no.
Oh, Dad, why not?
Because that's why not.
What does that mean?
You've seen the standards. Some of those people are professionals.
They're not. It wouldn't be allowed.
You don't think they use their real names, do you? Last year's winner, for example, that was Mike Yarwood, I'm sure of it.
It was an all-girl trio.
I know. How does he do it?
Oh, come on, Dad. They weren't that good.
And isn't taking part the important thing? After all, what chance have we got of winning the football tournament?
Not much, really, considering we've already been knocked out.
There you are, then. But we had a go, didn't we?
I mean, what would we do in the contest?
That's obvious. The routine you taught Lisa for that dance concert.
We need tramp costumes.
We thought of that. We've got some.
And we need some sheet music.
Managed to get that as well.
What is this? A conspiracy or something?
After all, it's the last time we'll be coming here for a while. Maybe forever.
And camps are going more upmarket anyway. You might never get another chance.
I'll go on, Tom. You'd enjoy it, really.
No, I wouldn't. I'd be petrified.
That's what you said about the chairlift, but you were all right once we got on it.
Ah. Well, that was because you were there with me, Jason.
OK, I'll do this with you if you like.
I think you would too.
We might win a car or something.
Oh, go on, Dad, do it.
Sorry, no. Now, please, can we drop the subject? There are plenty of other things we can do, aren't there? Come on, let's do some of them.
Oh,
Lisa, I think we've pushed hard enough, don't we?
That's right. Sometimes you have to understand that no means no. You can't always get your own way. Anyway, Mark, I thought you were going to put your name down for the table tennis.
I am.
Well, come on then, let's go this way.
Jason, I thought I'd find you in here again. These blokes are useless at pool. I could pan off a lot of them.
I wish I brought my own cue.
Just your cue? Why not your table as well?
I have got my own table. Well, I did have, sort of.
Oh, come on, I want to watch Mark play in a table tennis competition. He's really good.
Just play me one game, that's all, if you dare.
Oh, one game and that's it, all right?
Now you're going to get it.
Jammy devil, another lucky pot. Jason, you're so rubbish. You miss your cue when you try and put chalk on it. I only need this ball to finish the game and you've done nothing.
I ain't lost yet. You could miss this and I'm just getting warmed up.
Right, here goes. That's 20p you owe me, Jason.
Let's play once more, a pound or nothing, yeah?
Forget it. I don't want to take your pocket money.
Come on, Simon, just one more game.
No, I'm going to watch Mark. Are you coming or what?
No, thanks. I'll stay here. I might find somebody else to play against.
Suit yourself. I'll see you later. And don't stay in here too long. You know Mum and Dad don't like it.
They ain't said nothing to me.
Well, I'm telling you, ain't I?
You're right.
Here you are, Pat. Vodka and tonic. I think you've earned it.
What are you smiling at?
Jason, the way he's willing to have a go at anything, even when he's got no chance.
I hate myself for saying this, but don't you think that's because he's not very bright?
Not necessarily. He's been no trouble at all, has he?
Well, that's partly because we haven't seen much of him. He's spent every afternoon in that pool room, for one thing.
I know, but he has joined in at other times.
The swimming race, for example.
Yes. That was brilliant, wasn't it?
Well, it could have been dangerous, too, if they'd been swimming across the deep end.
Why do you say that?
Because he dived in without mentioning the fact that he can't swim, that's why.
Well, he got there in the end, though, didn't he?
Well, he was lapped by people in the next race. What about the roller skating the day before that?
There again, he's just a bit uncoordinated.
Bit uncoordinated? They had to section part of the rink off with red and white cones.
Don't exaggerate, Pat. I've told you that a million times.
Tom.
What?
I think you're beginning to like him.
Am I? Oh, sorry, Petal. I just have to watch that. I'm glad you warned me.
You know what I mean. He's only here for a few weeks, and we are short-term foster parents. Don't forget that.
I never quite understood what short-term meant, though, did you? It wasn't clearly defined, you know.
Short-term is the opposite of long-term.
Yeah.
Long-term is what Jason is going to be, and that's distinction enough for me.
He's not a bad lad, though, is he?
It was you who insisted on short-term in the first place, and in any case, we've always agreed no teenagers, right?
I know.
So what are we arguing about, then?
Nothing.
Good.
But fancy being rejected by your own mother.
Tom.
And then by us as well.
It's not like that, is it?
No, it isn't. But that's what it'll seem like.
Oh, Tom, for once we're on our own. I thought it might be romantic.
So did I. They used to have a Swiss yodeler in here.
2019. Come on, Mark, you can do it.
Oh. Bad luck, bad luck.
Cheers, mate. Good luck in the semi-final. Sorry, Dad. I did my best.
What's to be sorry about, Mark? We're all proud of you.
Well, I think I'd have done better with an old-fashioned sandpaper bag.
To deaden his pace, you mean?
No, to rub the corners of the table down on my side.
Yes, he had you running about a bit, didn't he?
I thought he was just lucky.
That's why they don't allow mothers to keep the score.
What?
He's right, Petal. Mark did well to get that far. It would have been nice, though, if one of us could have won something after all these years, wouldn't it?
Well, Simon reached the final of the running race, didn't he?
Yeah, and came fourth, 2 centimetres away from a trophy.
I won a packet of Smarties in the disco dancing competition.
They gave a packet to everybody.
I didn't get one.
You had to be there, Jason.
There's still a talent competition tonight.
We've been through all that, Lisa.
I could still win something.
You? What could you win?
Simon.
I beat everybody at pool, and now I'm in the final. At least I think I am. It's a bit complicated.
Yeah, we understand, Jason.
Don't go on him.
Even I'll beat him and I'm useless.
All right, shut up about it then. You can come and watch me if you like.
No, thanks.
Well, it's the last afternoon, Jason. You don't want to spend in that stuffy pool room again, do you?
I don't mind.
Well, don't you want to see if there's anything you might have missed?
The sea, for example.
I suppose so.
That's all right, then. We can all stick together.
After I've played in the final?
Yeah, look, let's call in at the pool room and sort it out, shall we?
What, now?
Yeah, why not?
I don't think the blokes who won it will be there now.
Surprise, surprise.
All right, son. We'll see about it later. Now, since we're already here, who fancies a game of ping pong?
I do.
Have you played it before, Jason?
Loads of times. And table tennis. I can play that as well.
Catch it, you idiot.
Why don't you throw it straight?
Careful, you two. Stop being so childish.
Sorry, Dad.
I should think so, too. You nearly trod all over my sandcastle.
Tom, I think I'll have a walk back into the camp.
There's no need. I told Jason where we'd be. He'll find us when he wants to.
Yeah, but perhaps we should have gone to that pool room with him.
We'll make him look a fool.
But supposing he was telling the truth?
Is it likely?
No, not really.
But can you see someone like Jason having a pool table of his own?
Well, they might have lived in a pub at some time.
What's that got to do with it? Diogenes lived in a barrel, but that didn't make him a pickled onion. Oh, just sit down. Have another sandwich.
My goodness, why didn't he run like this in that race? I hope nothing's wrong.
Steady on, Jason, what's up?
I did it, I won.
Calm down, tell us properly, what?
This trophy, look, I did it.
One of us has won something after all.
Let me have a look, Jace.
Don't drop it.
It doesn't say anything on it.
It does. Look, it says for Paul.
It hasn't got his name on it, though.
The bloke what gave it me, he said you have to have it done yourself.
You can buy these in the gift shop.
I didn't buy it. I didn't have no money left.
You probably pinched it then.
Simon, that's enough of that.
I didn't pinch it. You can ask anybody. I won it in the competition. I did.
I'll beat you, Jason, and I'm useless.
I let you beat me. You always lose the first game when you're playing for money. Don't you know anything?
I know you make things up for a start.
I didn't make it up. I won it.
Jason, just tell us where you got it, will you?
I'm not a liar. He is. You never believe anything.
Oh, Jason, come here a minute.
Take your hands off me. You're not my dad. Let go of me and give me that trophy. It's mine.
Don't snatch.
Give it me. I'm warning you.
Here, take it.
I hate all of you.
Jason, where are you going?
You never believe anything I say.
Dad. You made a bad mistake there, I'm afraid.
Where have you been all afternoon?
Watching Jason. I just happened to be passing, so I went in. And he was telling the truth. He did win it.
What?
Mind you, it was for the under-15s, but he was good. Better than most men I've seen.
Well, we should have known he's so useless at everything else. He just had to be good at something, didn't he?
All right, Diogenes, get out of this one. Well, Jason, what do you think?
It's good. What's it say?
Well, you can read your own name, Jason, and that bit says winner of the pool competition and the date.
I know all that, but what's this funny word here?
That says U15, that's short for under 15.
I won it though, didn't I?
You did. And we've already apologised, haven't we?
I'm the only one who's won anything, aren't I?
The only one.
Of course, that could all change tonight, couldn't it?
What do you mean?
She means Lisa and me are going into the talent competition.
Are you?
Yes. And it's all because of you, Jason.
What did I do?
Well, you tried. You were willing to have a go at everything. Even the things you're not very good at.
Yeah? What like?
Well, it doesn't matter. Anyway, I shouted at you and I'm sorry. So come and watch me make a fool of myself tonight. How about that, eh?
I think we'll win.
So do I.
Uh-huh. But this is our first time. Aren't you supposed to lose the first time?
Oh, Dad.
Well, that's my excuse and I'm sticking to it. It's me.
How did it go?
Usually I loathe the first day back at work. And this was no exception.
At least you had plenty to talk about this time.
Yes, but so did everybody else. That's the problem.
Guess who's in the living room?
The Ayatollah Khomeini.
That's not fair. You peeped.
Miriam?
Yes, and she's got Mum with her.
Joan!
Hi.
Oh, hi. We didn't expect you back for another week. What's up? Didn't you like it?
It's a wonderful place, but it was stifling.
What, the weather or the people?
Both, really. Everybody being so generous and helpful, telling you to have a nice day. It's not natural.
I see. So you got homesick?
I'm not sorry I went, but I'm glad to be back. Beatrice is my sister, but my real family's here.
I suppose you've seen the children?
Including your latest addition.
Oh, Jason.
He was showing me his trophy.
He was just telling us that his mum will be coming for him soon.
Oh.
What's wrong? What have I said?
Well, I couldn't tell them while he was here.
Of course you couldn't.
Tell us what?
Well, they don't want him. He's been abandoned.
Oh.
So how long is he going to stay here?
Till they find a suitable long-term foster home.
Oh, that's terrible. He seems a nice enough lad as well.
Oh, he's got his faults, but basically he's all right.
Are they really looking for somewhere else, or are they hoping you'll keep him?
Well, that did occur to me, actually. I began to wonder if he'd been dumped twice and not just once.
Caroline wouldn't do that, Tom, and she hasn't.
Well, you mean you've heard something from her?
She phoned this morning to check if everything was okay, and she thinks they might have got somebody already.
Oh, good. I suppose. Yes, best thing, really.
Yes, we did say we didn't want teenagers from the beginning, didn't we?
Right. So nobody can blame us.
Well, except Jason, perhaps.
And there's not much we can do about that, is there? So, Joan, come on, tell us all about your great adventure.
Hang on, I want to congratulate you on coming third in that contest.
Oh, it was the costumes that did it.
Pity about the prize, though.
Yeah, it's not going to be much use to us, is it? A free holiday for one next year. Anyway, come on, what about America?
Well, I don't know where to start, actually. I was very impressed with the public toilets, for one thing.
Dad, can you come upstairs a minute?
What for?
It's Jason. He's crying his eyes out up there.
Have you been bullying him?
No.
Teasing him, then?
All I said was wait till your new dad sees your trophy. And he just burst into tears.
Pat, you don't think he heard you on the phone talking to Mrs. Thornley, do you?
He couldn't have done. He was outside with Simon.
Well, he must have guessed or worked it out for himself. I'd better go and talk to him. Go and watch the telly, Simon.
Tom.
What?
What are you going to say?
I don't know.
Only Caroline did happen to mention that we might be able to keep Jason if we wanted to.
Did she really?
I think it's time we were going. Come on, Mum, I'll drive you home.
We still haven't sorted out who owes what for the trip from the airport.
Forget it, this one's on me.
That's very kind of you, Miriam.
Don't mention it.
Except you'd forgotten your purse, remember, and I had to get the petrol.
Sorry.
It's nice to be back.
I'll phone you later, Mum, let you know what we decide about Jason.
Yes, I'd like to know.
And me too. Good luck.
Thanks.
What are we going to do then?
Try and keep him, if that's what you want.
Well, I did have visions of helping dozens of different children, not just the same one.
I know. Not so satisfying somehow, is it?
Mind
mind you.
What?
I don't think I dare say it.
Go on.
Well, we wouldn't have to come off the short-term list necessarily. I mean, we could do both if we wanted to.
I'm going to talk to Jason.
Oh, well, we could, couldn't we? I mean, he's no trouble. And anyway, he'd be at school normally, which means I still wouldn't have much more to do than usual. And...
Growing Pains was written by Steve Whetton and starred Ray Brooks and Sharon Deuce as Tom and Pat Hollingsworth. Gran was played by Jean Haywood, Miriam by Jacqueline Tong, Caroline Thornley by Susan Sheridan, Mark by Richard Pierce, Lisa by Tika Vicker-Bloss, Simon by Nicholas Delve, and Jason by Christian Robinson. The producer was Lissa Evans.